Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have such a dilemma right now. I don't know what to do because part of me feels like this is such a great thing. And then also part of me feels like this is so terrifying. Have you ever had, besides a pet, what animal got into your home? What animal infiltrated your humble abode? Have you ever had a non-pet animal in your house, and why did they get in there? So yesterday, we have a new friend living with us. We actually have several friends living with us. Look at this. This was in my home.
That's a gecko. That's something you buy at a pet store.
It's huge.
That's big.
Our home is being infiltrated by lizards.
Do you have a spare bedroom that he's living in?
I mean, seriously.
Where's his luggage?
It's actually a she. I named it Lizzo. It's Lizzo the lizard.
What if it's a guy and he's like, hey, man.
No. She's 100% that lizard. Like, she is so cute. And I was like, we have Lizzo the lizard living in our home. And I love her. But look at how big she is. She's eating something in my house. That means there's bugs all over the place. And I noticed, like, are the grasshoppers back? Because I noticed lately some grasshoppers around our house, but not as many. And I think that Lizzo the lizard is eating them. It's so bizarre.
So what's the issue here?
The issue is, do I have our pest control guy come in and spray? Do they spray for lizards? Do I have him try to come and get rid of Lizzo and her friends, because I know there are more of them around. I've seen them running around, not as big, but they're still running around. Or do I just let Lizzo live with us and let her friends live with us? Because I know in the end, they're doing us a favor by taking care of the bugs.
See, I asked the question, what is the issue? Because it's a blessing that you have that guy or girl or Lizzo,
it's Lizzo
in your house.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're eating all the bugs. And, yeah, I was telling you, the same thing. Are the grasshoppers making a return? Are they now migrating back south again? Because I noticed driving in at the complex down the street, they were all by the lights and everything going again. So, but to me, that looks like someone's pet, though, that got loose.
No.
That really does. How could you even think about killing that thing?
But that's
beautiful.
There's more of them.
That's a blessing. They're eating grasshoppers. They're eating crickets. They're eating cockroaches. They're eating scorpions. Would you rather have that Lizzo floating around your house or five or six scorpions? Yeah. Or five or six scorpions floating around your house?
I would rather have Lizzo. Lizzo doesn't hurt anyone.
Exactly.
She's fine. But it's just kind of creepy when you're walking around the house and there she's just hanging out. Do you spray for lizards? Do you trap lizards? I don't know what I want. I feel like if we spray, it would spray for not just lizards, but it would also spray for bugs. But then part of me is like,
I don't think there's a spray that'll kill. Why would you want to kill it first off?
I know.
Off?
It's super cute. I'll post a picture.
I'll take it. If you don't want it, I will take it from my house.
Well, so we caught her, and that's what she's in a cup in the picture that I showed you. And then we went back outside and just let her go. But
is there a comparison to someone's hand? Because she looks huge in that picture.
She does look huge. I would say if I just had to eyeball it, she's like about that big.
6-7 inches long?
Yeah, she's a big girl. I love her. But Matt, my husband, is on the phone. He was actually the one who caught Lizzo yesterday. Hi, babe.
Hey, you got to leave Lizzo alone. They even said if you got lizards, then you don't have bugs. I'd rather have Lizzo than the furry, nasty things that we're baiting for.
Yeah, Black Widow's infestation this past summer. Why would you want that?
Let's talk about the rats. Lizzo doesn't
That's
eat rats,
right.
though. Because we have to put a rat trap out.
There's more rats?
We caught one rat one time, and so we just put the rat traps out. Yeah, I know. She's really cute, but I just, what if I get up in the middle of the night? And I'm going to put you on hold, babe. And I walk down and I step on Lizzo or something.
She'll move. Like, because to me it is a, but that looks like someone's pet. Because I had a little lizard as a pet as a kid. That's like someone's pet. Because that thing is beautiful. It's huge. You can't even think about killing that thing.
I don't want to kill her. I just want her to just kind of move on to the next
one. Move out outside.
Yeah. Set up a little tent outside, you know. Corey is our buddy who is in pest control. Hi, Corey.
Good morning, gang. How you doing?
Good. What do you do to get rid of lizards, or should you even bother getting rid of lizards?
No. Keep them. That is Mother Nature's pest control. They're working on your house when your pest control tech is not there. You always want to keep lizards. There's nothing you can spray for them. You could put down a glue board that will catch other insects and, unfortunately, catch the lizards as well. But you definitely want these guys around the house. They're great to have. They're not going to harm you. They don't bite. They're kind of funky looking sometimes, sure. But they're the best thing to have around the house for Mother Nature's pest control.
Yeah, I guess she is Mother Nature's pest control. She's super cute. She, we're getting a lot of texts. You leave Lizzo and her friends be. Once had a bird fly in the house, had to keep my door open for over an hour to get it out. Oh, gosh, that gives me anxiety thinking about it. Help her get outside. We have a family of lizards in our backyard. I do like her, but I just want her to stay outside. I don't like her coming into our home.
Make sure you keep the door shut.
Yeah.
She seems pretty big. How's she getting into the house unless you're keeping the back sliding glass door or something for to come in?
No, see, that's the thing. I think they can slide it. You're like my husband. He's like, don't leave the door open. Yeah. The lizards are going to come in. Do you think they wait for you to open the door? They're just hanging out there. The door is open. I think I'll just walk right in. They can, if they want to find their way in, they'll find a way.
She's got a rib cage. You can't shrink a rib cage. It's not like a scorpion that go flat. She has a full-blown
ribcage.
So
she's literally waiting at the door.
Yeah.
Sometimes someone will open this door. I'll come, we'll go right in. I just, you know, get out. Shampoo,
please.
Press, get you out of my hair.
If you're going to kill it, let me know, because I will come take it from
my
house.
I'm not going to kill Lizzo.
Yeah, okay.
She's so cute.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.